first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn reveals the secret behind her lifelong love of walking.
When I was a pre-adolescent in the early 1950s, I was way too tall, and my feet were way too long. Looking down at them, they looked like naval gunboats. My mother made us go to a special shoe shop with a big X-ray machine. When you looked into it through the viewer, you saw a greenish X-ray of the bones of your feet inside the shoes to make sure they had plenty of growing room. What? Grow more? I'm sure all that radiation was really good for us. I wanted to wear the cool saddle shoes the other girls wore with their bobby socks, but they didn't come in my size, and my mother insisted on good, sturdy shoes that fit right because in her own impoverished youth, she suffered the lasting effects of wearing the too small shoes of her older sisters. Mrs. Hoskins was the shoe store manager. One day, when I was crossing the room to go to the X-ray machine with my terrible orthopedic model Oxfords on, Mrs. Hoskins said to me, "Don't stoop down when you walk. Being tall is a beautiful thing. You should be proud of your height." From that day on, I began walking upright with good posture. Sometimes the right words from a stranger can have a lasting impression that will change your life for the better. 4 decades later, I'm still tall, though I've lost a couple of inches somewhere. My favorite sport is walking, and thanks to my mom, my healthy, long, and loyal feet have taken me all these years everywhere I want to go.
Lori Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.